I have sent poems to him to inspire him to stay confident and hopeful. I tell him that I listen to his advice and study hard. I was very glad when he recently wrote back and said, "I am happy you're doing so well at school. That's where I went wrong. I regret not having made the most of my studies. I really didn't like reading, for example, yet here I have read over 30 books of all different kinds, and there are still more to read. I even get the dictionary and look up weird words that I don't know. I would never have done this of my own accord before." Even though he seems safe, I still worry. You never know what will happen. If I could talk to the people who are holding my brother, I would ask them to have compassion and to understand the suffering they have caused. I think that forgiveness is fundamental if we are to achieve peace. The war cannot come to an end without forgiveness. It is especially important for people like us who have suffered to forgive. I think that this is what I am working for. I work for forgiveness.
Okay. By the time Alberto told this story, 2 years had passed since his brother was kidnapped and Hernando was still not free. We never found out exactly why he was kidnapped or what the kidnappers wanted, but people tried to make deals with them many times and nothing ever worked out. It was a weird and upsetting situation for Hernando and for his family. They could communicate a little bit. Colombia has a radio station that broadcasts messages to kidnapped people. Hernando's family sent greetings to him that way. They also wrote letters and he wrote some back. He seemed to be doing okay, but his situation hadn't really changed. He was still in the jungle kept against his will, and as far as we know, he may still be there today. At the end of his story, Alberto stresses that he thinks forgiveness is the most important thing. If people can forgive, violence would stop. He thinks it's important for families like his who have suffered to forgive. Without forgiveness, he says, the war will not come to an end. Let's go on to the next story on page 138.